Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. It's going to be a big week in so many ways because of your ruling planet Jupiter and a full moon in your sign yet to come. So stay tuned. For today, one of the best and most beautiful aspects you can get, the Sun trine Jupiter. Jupiter's your ruler. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in the 7th house, trine Jupiter in the 11th. This could be the answer to all your dreams between now and October. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, very different to yesterday, although yesterday's fabulous energy of good fortune will continue through until October. Today, you do have to be very aware of deceit and confusion and distorting the truth. You need to see somebody as they really are and not how you want them to be. That is the nub of this aspect of Sun Neptune. If you put someone on a pedestal, they're going to drop off. And here's your Monday stars. The essence of today comes through the sign of Libra. And for you, that means looking to the future, planning new ways of dealing with the future. So you may have a hope, a wish, or even a dream that is there within you. Well, if it's there, pluck it out and start to focus on it and do something about it. This really is a time when dreams can come true, but be careful what you wish for. And here's your Tuesday stars. Little Mercury now moves into Gemini. This is good over the next few weeks if you need to discuss a situation with somebody else who is close to you, a friend, a lover, even a boss, someone in employment, because Mercury is all of these things. But it's certainly a very fine aspect for communicating with others and interacting with a person. Getting something off your chest is one of the things Mercury will allow you to do. Here's your Wednesday stars. Taking some time off, taking some time for yourself is a good thing. Even if it's just to mull over a problem or a difficulty and you are seeking a solution or some kind of answer. So if at some period today, even if it's just for a couple of hours, where you can just get away from it all and sit and feed the ducks on the pond, you get my drift. That's what you need to be doing now, taking some time for yourself. Here's your Thursday stars. We're building up to a full moon in your sign, and today it's presaged with a Moon-Mercury opposition. The difficulty with this aspect is that some people have too much to say, but very little substance in it. So it could be something that someone tells you, but take it with a pinch of salt. Or if it's something that you're considering telling someone, don't do it just to impress them. Do it because it's real. And here's your Friday stars. What a big turning point this day is in your life. You may not feel it immediately, but there's a full moon in your sign, which means the end of a cycle. What was once good for you is now past its sell-by date. What was once good in the past is now outlived its previous usefulness. So let go. And helping you along is your own planet Jupiter, who starts to move forward. So between now and October, a lot of things you've wanted to do can see the light.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.